Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathers. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. Does that sound right, mathers? Am I saying that right? Mathers?
Yeah. You emphasize it more than I would, but I think it's fine.
All right. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
So this Wednesday, our problem was 25 times 35. How would you solve the problem? Pause the podcast and solve it however you want. The problem is 25 times 35. Go.
Bum-da-dum. All right, Kim, I'm going to go first this time. So after last week's problem, 16 times 24, there were some strategies on social media that got me thinking about how I could have solved that one. And man, it is making me think about it for this one. Mm-hmm. So 25 times 35, I'm going to write as 30 minus 5, that's 20, times 30 plus 5, that's 35. And once I do that, I can get a little high school algebra-ish here where I can sort of then use the distributive property. So 30 times 30 is 900. Negative 5 times 30 and positive 5 times 30 add to 0. And then negative 5 times positive 5 is minus 25. So now I end up with 900 minus 25. Play a little I have you need, 875. Bam.
Nice. Ooh. I like it.
That is sweet. What do you got?
I was thinking about an over strategy. So I was thinking 25 times 40, which is 1,000 because I know 25 times 4 is 100. So scaled up by 10 is 1,000. And then I've gone over by 5 25s, which is 125. So then I wrote down 1,000 minus 125. And same as you with I have you need. Then I land at 875.
Kim, I like that. I like that a lot. I would not have gone there today. The other place I was going to go, which I don't know if I have to play it out, but I was thinking about a fourth of 35. I thought you were going to do that. I don't know why.
You know, actually, that was the first thing that I thought about doing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the operator meaning. It wasn't a fourth of 35, but I thought about doubling and having. So different strategy, but would have gotten me at the same place where I was like, do I really want to find a half of 17.5? And if I had, so maybe that wasn't the same. If I had
You just did that really fast. So if you had 25 times 35, you could double the 25 to 50, have the 35 to 17 and a half. That's why you were talking about. Then you could double the 50 to 100 and you'd have to half 17 and a half.
Yeah. And it could be done because I could have thought about 16 and 1.5, but I kind of was like, man, I'm feeling lazy. So it was something that took less thinking in that moment. And that's perfectly legal. Sometimes you want to challenge yourself. Sometimes you don't.
Okay. And so I was thinking about a fourth of 35 as a fourth of 36.
Yep.
And then backing up from there. Yep. But I also got lazy and decided to just do
right, it's one of those days. Okay. Every week, we cannot wait to see what you do with Math Strat Chat. So join us and let us know how you think about the problems and be super cool and comment on other people's thinking.
Yeah. I mean, if you have been the person who has posted your strategy and someone has commented on it, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You get likes and everything. You're like, oh, people are reading my strategy. That is so like that. We love it when you guys do that. It just builds the whole world up. Y'all, we post problems on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. When you answer, tag me and use the hashtag MathStratChat and join us here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. Thank you for being part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Thank you for listening and making math more figureoutable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figureoutable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.